Kenneth Murray joins us now here on the Chase and Big Joe show after Titans practice today. Get that. Yeah, there you go. Kenneth, how you doing?
I'm good. How y'all?
Doing fantastic. How'd it feel out there day number two in pads?
I felt good. I love being in the pads, so yeah, it's feeling good. I'm glad that we're back in the pads. Got them back popping. So
feel good. Like it yesterday and today. The heat, the pads got a little chippy out there, which a little chippy's okay.
Oh yeah. You know how it is. You know, you come out here, and you know it may get like that. And so, you know, we love it.
Are you a trash talker? You like talking a little smack?
Yeah. I'm a bit of both. You know, I like to talk it, but I also like to talk my pads a lot too. So
yeah.
You know, I'll talk some trash, but a lot of times when dudes started talking, that's when I started laying them pads. So
yeah. You make them feel it.
I love you. You had some choice words for some people on the offensive side of the ball. When you don't feel like, Kenneth, they're giving full 100% effort, does that piss you off?
Yeah. You know, sometimes in some of the drills, I feel like, you know, it's set up for the offense to win, and, you know, I kind of get a little heated there, but. Yeah, man, you know, I'm a guy here trying to just, you know, give my best, come out here every day and get better. And obviously, you know, anybody on the team that's not doing that, you know, obviously, you know, you're going to have a problem with that when you're doing that. So, yeah.
Well, what appealed for you coming here? I mean, I know you could have stayed in Los Angeles with the Chargers, new coaching staff there, but a whole new environment here and new coaching staff and everything. What stood out about the Titans for you?
Oh, man, just the, you know, the coaches coming in, you know, being able to be in, you know, Denard Wilson's system. I feel like it fits me really well. You know, I think, you know, the way where we're calling plays, being super aggressive, I think that's just going to be able to take me to another level. And I think that's what I came here to do, is just to be on a whole nother level and show really what I can do.
What did you know about Denard Wilson before you came here?
That he came from Baltimore, and I knew a lot of people talk really highly of him about, you know, how he motivates his players, how he, you know, gets everybody lined up. And just a hell of a coach. And so I think up to this point, you know, he's been exactly that. You know, I can already say I run through a brick wall for that guy. So, you know, I really love playing under him. You know, I'm excited every day we come out here, we get to, you know, take another step and build this thing and, you know, ultimately achieve our goal of being the best defense in the league. So, yeah.
What have you learned so far about some of your teammates? I know you've gone through the mini camp and all that process, but training camp, I feel, is where you really get to know each other. So what's some things that have stood out?
Oh, man, we got a really good group. I feel like, you know, definitely on the back end, we got dogs all across. And then up front, you know, we got dogs too. So, you know, I think right now, you know, we're all just kind of, you know, getting used to playing with each other. But, you know, I'm loving it. You know, I'm loving playing with, obviously, Jeff. You know, he's a guy that's extremely aggressive up front. And then, you know, on the back end, we got Snead, Cheeto, you know, Jamal, you know, all those guys. So it's just been – it's been, you know, just a chemistry process of getting in, you know, everybody getting used to, you know, the way I communicate, the way they communicate, and just making sure we all on the same page and just flying around.
Something that we've talked about is, you know, this team's gone through a lot of changes, a lot of new faces like yourself that are here. And so with that, and, you know, some people moving out, Derrick Henry was a big leader on this team for a long time. Now it's time for other guys to step up.
Right.
Is that kind of a natural process that you watch guys that just ascend into that leadership role?
Yeah. I mean, you know, some guys just have it naturally. You know, I feel like I'm a guy that, you know, I have it naturally. And I'm also in a position where, you know, you have to be the leader. And so, you know, being a guy that's out there, you know, calling the plays, you know, I'm in front of the huddle every time. You know, we're just giving little tips and reminders. And you know, always just, you know, standing on the guys, being positive, and then trying to make sure that we go out there and, you know, play the best ball that we can play. So, yeah, you know, it's going to be extremely fun for us this year, you know, to continue to grow together and just continue to go out there and battle.
Are you the green dot guy?
Yes, sir.
We've talked way too much about the green dot here in the media about all that. But that's, I mean, I'm not saying it's a lot of pressure, but a lot of guys embrace that role. You embrace that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've done it in the past. I did it this past season with the Chargers. So, it's a position I'm extremely comfortable in. You know, I know what comes with it. And so, yeah, I'm extremely comfortable doing that.
Now, let's talk about your time at Oklahoma. There's a reason you moved to the South, because Oklahoma's now in the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun as a former all-conference player? You had 3 great years there. Are you looking forward to your Sooners being in the SEC?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, obviously, you know, we got BV, you know, running the show out there. And so I'm looking forward to them guys going around, you know, flying around, making plays on both sides of the ball. So, you know, it's Boomer Sooner for life, baby. So, No matter what conference we're in, I expect us to go out there and get it done. So,
well, you got, you know, Teandre is a Texas guy. You got Jeff,
know,
is
man.
Mississippi State. It goes on and on and on.
Teandre, man, me and him, we done already had our conversation. Several, you know, horns downs going towards his way. So,
no, yeah. That's good. But see, that's all what makes this great, because you guys have your college love, but you come together on the same team because you got a common goal.
Absolutely.
It's fun. It builds that camaraderie, man.
Absolutely, for sure. Yep.
I love all that.
Is there any Oklahoma State? Yeah, they're Mason.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we done had a couple conversations too, man. It's been fun, man, being with these guys.
I love that though, like, because, you know, we've talked to, like, JC was over here and talking about, you know, Bama and talking a little smack stuff and the college football games out, so everybody's kind of doing that, but it's like it doesn't go away. Like, you're Boomer Sooner for life, like you just said, and those rivalries kind of help you bond as a team too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Beat Texas all the time.
How did a Texas boy get to Oklahoma?
You know, I just wanted to get away a little bit. You know, I got recruited by both. Both were definitely, my parents probably wanted me to go to Texas. But the tradition of Oklahoma obviously won me over. And so I think that's just what it was.
I love it. You played with Baker, Kyler Murray, Heisman Trophy winners, which a lot of guys never get to play the Heisman Trophy winner. What made those guys special?
You know, just the way they went out there every week and just made plays. You know, Baker was a guy that was extremely vocal, you know, led the troops. And Kyler was just a tremendous talent. Went out there and just made unbelievable plays. So I think both of those guys, just their playmaking ability.
Were you on the team when Baker planted the flag at Ohio State?
I was right there in the middle.
My man!
Speaking of SEC quarterbacks, you got one here in Will Levis. Yep. And watching him, I know you're just getting here with him. But on the other side of the ball, what do you see in how he commands that huddle and runs that offense?
Yeah, definitely has a command. You know, I'm seeing a lot of poise from him right now. You know, he's coming out, you know, getting in and out of checks, getting the guys lined up. And then, you know, he has a tremendous touch on the ball. I like the way he slings the ball. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, him leading us this year and us having big things.
Fantastic.
Kenneth Murray is with us. Kenneth, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to meet you. We look forward to watching you on the field.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.